wreck the place and make some fun. Boy, run. And we will end your week just like a sun. Yeah. You must rock the place and rock the place and make them all have fun. I will have blaze of fire, make it on them. We must rock the place and rock the place and make some fun. Boy, run. And we will end your week just like a sun. Yeah. Fun, yeah.
Hits.
For those of you who are just tuning in, you were just listening to my Down to Rage Volume 1 mixtape, which I released, I think, last week. I'm not exactly sure on the date, but this is DJ Nickerex, and you're listening to the Music Power Hour on this beautiful Friday afternoon on radio.dominican.edu. So I'm going to talk really quick about one of my good homies from the Los Angeles area. His name's Crates, and this blog called Heady Tunes actually just wrote a nice little write-up about him. So I'm going to read that one for you guys and then play a track for you guys to show you what he can do. So Crates, from Southern California and one half of the New and Used, specializing in some crazy bass music sounds, he is quite the producer when it comes to trap and Moonbaton. As a big fan, The Weeknd, when I saw this song, I expected a trap tune, and little did I know, it was a Moonbaton banger. It takes a certain type of producer with a special talent and really good ear to turn a sick R&B song into a bouncy tune such as this one. I also applaud the diversity in his sound, as he doesn't let one genre determine his role as a musician. I definitely agree with that post, so I'm going to show you guys a little bit of what he can do. Here is his next remix of The Weeknd.
Great.
keep up every single Monday. She never falls in love. She held me in the club. She put in her one on me all her money. She used to spend it all alone. Cause
her seriously, tell me this track is not a banger. All you DJs out there, producers, listeners, this is definitely a track that you guys want to download.
Home, she been too good to let go. And I ain't tryna win your heart, and you can't pay to win my love. So keep dancing, baby, keep dancing, dancing, keep dancing.
Asking me the type of music that I'm playing tonight because I'm DJing at an event today called Digital Love 2013. It's going to be located in Oakland, and my good buddy Omega Richard is in Oakland right now. Actually, he came here, I believe, last night. I'm not sure, but so a lot of people are asking me what kind of music I'm going to play, like, am I going to play drum and bass, electro, trap, dubstep, all that kind of stuff. So what I did was, before I came to the station, since I can't really bring my DJ stuff here, I recorded a little 10-minute segment of my set because I kind of wanted to give you guys a preview because I kind of thought it was pretty banging. So let me get this ready for you guys and just hold up for a sec. Alright, so this is a little preview of what I will be playing.
Oh,
discovered yesterday, so hopefully you guys like this one.
That's some crazy shit, yo! Some crazy shit, man. I don't play this.
Tommy Toro Toro is not one of the sickest producers out there right now. And you're listening to the Music Power Hour. you already know I had to throw in a little bit of Knife Party in there. right, so that was just a little preview of some of the type of music that I'm going to be playing later tonight. I actually don't know what time my set's going to be at. It was supposed to be at 9:30, but the promoter literally just messaged me saying that I might be DJing from 3:15 to 4, which is kind of weird because I don't really want to be out that late. But anyways, for you Dominican students, I just have a quick public announcement. Madeleine Albright, the first female U.S. Secretary of State, will be speaking at Dominican's Angelico Hall this coming Thursday, February 21st, in the Leadership Lecture Series. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to this link, www.dominican.edu/dominicannews/leadership-lecture-series-welcomes-madeleine-albright. A lot of dashes in that. All right, so right now I'm going to be talking about a little bit of trap, which is one of my favorite genres right now. 2012 was a huge year for EDM as a whole, and I think trap started to come out more towards the end of 2012. I'm not exactly sure, but in 2012 there were a lot of trap artists that became more known than they were known before. So the top 10 right now, according to IntoTheAM.com, are Mayhem times Anti-Serum, and then we got Gladiator, Heroes times Villains, Carnage, we've got Brills, we've got Bauer, who's one of my personal favorites, and I'll be talking about him right after I finish naming off these top 10. Luminox, we've got UZ, we've got RL Grime, and first we have Flostradamus. Just a little background on Flostradamus. This website says, it was hard to put such an amazing group of producers into a top 10 list, but DJ duo Flostradamus truly earned the number one spot. Already well established in the EDM scene, Flostradamus brought big noise to the newly born trap scene this year. The remix of Major Lazer's original Dawn is monumental, and their Trapaholic sample, Damn Son, Where'd You Find This? which a lot of people say nowadays, passed through the lips of millions of festival attendees in 2012. All right, so I'm just going to talk about Bauer really quick because there's this new video craze over his Harlem Shake song. So just a little background on Bauer, if you guys don't know who he is. He's a 23-year-old Brooklyn-based producer, and as a teen, he aspired to be a turntablist, and later he DJed house records and started making house tracks on Reason. A couple years ago, he says, I tried out making a hip-hop song one time after sucking at making house music for a long time. It felt really natural. I really liked cutting up samples and trying to vary hip-hop beats. He posted two pages of SoundCloud tracks before Rusty featured Harlem Shake on his popular BBC Radio 1 Essential Mix last April. Honestly, if you get on BBC Radio, you're probably one of the dopest producers or DJs or whatever you want to call it. So I'm just going to play the Harlem Shake song for you guys if you have no idea what it sounds like. I'm sure once you hear the first part, you're going to be like, oh, that's the song that everyone's been listening to. Hold on, before I play this song, I just want to say that while I'm playing the song, I will be gigging super hard right now in the studio. All right. Con los terroristas. Harlem Shake. Con los terroristas. dancing right now, seriously, something is wrong. Here's the best part. Harlem Shake by Bauer, which was the pretty much newest internet craze that everyone's been dancing to. I'm pretty sure there is actually a Harlem Shake video done in front of my school's cafeteria, so I was kind of bummed that I missed that because I was about to go to the mall. But anyways, just another public announcement for Dominican students. Dr. Denise Lucy presents from the Institute for Leadership Studies Speaker Series 2013. So the live broadcast will begin at 7 p.m. and on February 21st, there's Madeline Albright. And then on March 6th, we have Gavin Newsom. So if you're interested in that, you can tune in there. And yeah, so right now, I'm just going to talk a little bit more about these trap producers and read off their bios for you guys in case you want to get to know a little bit more about them. So for Mayhem and Anti-Serum, both Mayhem and Anti-Serum are producers who attempt to break away from what's popular and try new things. After coming together for the Southern Bounce meets Bass Heavy G-Funk of their Bay TL Dub EP, the duo let loose Brick Squad Anthem, which is probably one of those songs that I listen to that kind of, I don't know how to put into words, it just like, I really don't know how to say it. I guess it's one of those turn-up songs where you just kind of want to jump around and stuff like that. I'll play it after I read these bios of the DJs. So Brick Squad Anthem, which was dropped by Dylan Francis, A-Track, and more of some of the biggest festivals in the world. All right, actually, I'm just going to play that song right now because I haven't heard that since a couple hours ago, and I'm kind of fiending for some Brick Squad Anthem. Shout out to Omega because he just texted me to give him a shout out. We'll be right back. All right, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is DJ NickerX, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is the Music Power Hour, and I'll be live on the air every Friday from 5 to 6, playing the hottest beats, mixing it up, talking about whatever. But anyways, I'm just going to end the show off with these last 6 minutes by talking about definitely my favorite electronic dance music group. They're known as Cruella. A lot of people already know that. I'm big fans of them. So this group consists of Jahan Yousaf, Yasmin Yousaf, and Rain Man, and their EP Play Hard was released on June 18th, 2012, exclusively on Beatport, followed by an iTunes release on June 26th, 2012. I think it's kind of crazy how, like, a couple years ago, not a lot of people knew exactly who they were, but now this year, and especially 2012, they got a lot of blog support, which I think helped them a lot to get known more. So I think also that the song that pretty much separated them from the rest of the producers out there was Killing It, and it was released in early 2012. But with the blog support, they were able to get themselves more out there. So I'm going to play that song for you guys. Hopefully you guys like it. It's probably one of my favorite ones. They're on their EP, their newest one. They have a bunch of different remixes done by some dope producers like Kilogram, Stratus, Chucky, Mutrix, Dirty Phonics. Dirty Phonics is definitely a killer group. But anyways, here is Killing It by Cruella. Raging right now, just saying. Hit the switch. I'm a predator, rapture. I am killing it. Thank you. thank you so much to everyone that tuned in to my show. I will be on every Friday from 5 to 6. That song you just heard was Killing It by Cruella, and hopefully after you listen to that, you fell in love just like I did once I heard their first song. All right, so this is DJ Nickerex. You were just listening to the Music Power Hour, and I will catch you next Friday from 5 to 6 on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you so much, everybody.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss. Look at what we would be missing. They said,